This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. The ever-evolving approach to work, travel, play and leisure adopted by modern communities have given innovators out there unique problems to tackle and solve. Co-working space is the answer to a demand for a more fluid and flexible work culture, while Poshtel aims to provide proper accommodation for backpackers and travellers without compromising on quality. Innovations on those fronts are cool, but what's even better is when you marry these concepts to create a hybrid, like Koshtel, which is a combination of a co-working space and a hostel. It's an idea crystallized by Jomi Yao, founder of this newly minted Koshtel called Play Clang.
So I'm Jomi. So I'm a freelance traveler. So my job is travel, including like leading tour to overseas and like writing books and magazine and blogging and shooting some video about travel. So travel is my job. So I used to travel more than 40 countries because I always travel when walking and when holiday, I'll travel also. So I love travel, and so that I opened a backpacker hostel.
So all the experiences Jomi has gained from his years of traveling are now being channeled into this project. He chose an old pre-war building in his hometown Klang as the space to do this. Both the location, all the way in Klang, and the building Play Klang calls home make the place more fascinating. Here's Jomi with the story.
Actually, at the beginning, I want to open a backpacker hostel, but it's hard to make a big profit or to survive because, like, if you only have 20 beds, so you got a maximum profit at the same day, so you cannot expand more. And it's not easier, like, probably a hostel especially in Klang, is very new to everyone. And also, it will, like, I have to give out all the job I do before to concentrate on the hostel, so it's like too difficult for me. So actually I try to add on the co-working space because this few years I do like freelancer, it's very tired to work alone. So I wish everyone can work together. So like I got a team to do video, to writing or to publish the tour. Because in backpacker hostel we have a common area. So why not it become a co-working space to let the local can walk in and then to get more idea brainstorming with the foreigner so they can do more thing and expand more thing that not only hostel. So it become my base, my office, so it works. Don't need to worry about like what I do last time will be profit or nothing. So I can expand and also can get more idea to doing this.
And the name that you come up for it is also quite interesting, Koshtel, combining co-working space and hostel, and also calling it play. Why do you call it play?
Yeah, because play, these words in English means a lot of things, like you play a video, like you playing, like play ball, play everything. And also this, also a script, also you call it play. So it's a lot of meanings. So it's not only limited things, it's you can expand more ideas thing with play. Yeah, so it's more relaxing, like work hard, play hard.
You also open up this business at a very unique location in Klang. Yeah. And then only in just like any random place in Klang, it's also in a very classic building, right? So maybe you can share why you made that decision to, you know, not only open this place in Klang, but also in a pre-war building.
Because actually I grew up in Klang, this is where I stay. So I want to promote this city to more people know. Because when we're traveling, most of the people will ask you where you come from. So I will say some city called Klang near around Kuala Lumpur, but I cannot tell them more. So after I come back, I found that the Klang got a lot of historical things so interesting, so I could tell more. So after that, I just try to do this in Klang because I want everyone, even the Klang people also know you can promote your own cities. So what we do is try to let them know. So why in the pre-war mansion? Because like we want everyone know that the old building is not only like you just leave it there, then they will maintain. You need to have some value so they will more take care about it so it can work. Not like just leave it there, then after that corrupt, then destroy and vanish. So I want everyone know that old building also get that new value. So I use I want to deliver this message to let everyone take care about this.
How do you utilize the space? Because it's an old building. So I'm sure there are things that might be slightly difficult or challenging for you to implement in a building like this, right? So walk me through the process of maybe modernizing or utilizing this space that you have here.
Actually, we made a lot of problems that electric problems or you need to renovate it. So luckily, one of my partner is an interior designer. So she solved all the problems for me. And also because I got a lot of idea that how to telling a story of Klang, but I don't know how to make it real. Actually, at the beginning, my proposal is only the word. I want to tell the story of the port at the entrance. I want to tell the story of the royal clan in my father's world. So he just designed it as a real. So we take around 3 months to complete this from the old mansion to somewhere you can use.
Despite being in a pre-war building, Play Klang has almost all the modern amenities for both the dorms and co-working space. But just to give you a bit of context, when you enter the place, the dorms are located downstairs, together with the toilets and a common kitchen, while the co-working space is upstairs. I asked Jomi whether there is a logic to this design.
Yeah, because our second floor is so beautiful, it's very tall. So if we do it as a bed, so it's very like not very well. And downstairs they already have like blocks the wall, so why not we do it as a room? And then for second floor, if you're doing the co-working space, so everyone can leave their laptop or computer very safety because it's second floor. So when someone want to grab your things, have to go from first floor. So we do it at second floor also for them, like no need to worry about your all valuable thing. You can go to toilet and then come back, your laptop still over there. So it's also one kind of the strategy design.
That was Jomi Yao, founder of Play Klang, a place that marries co-working space and hostel into something called Koshtel. He's been sharing his experience setting the place up. We're going for a short break, so stay tuned. I'm Hanif Baharudin, and you're listening to I Love KL on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're listening to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharudin. This week, I have the pleasure of speaking with Jomi Yao. He's the founder of Play Klang, a place that's both a co-working space and a hostel, or a koshtel, as he would like to call it. It's definitely a fresh, if not a unique concept that tries to combine both work and leisure under one roof. According to Jomi, his main aim is to encourage communication between people who stay there or are there for work. Of course, setting up something like this in the small, cozy town of Klang is also an interesting choice, especially when you take into factor Klang's rich historical narratives. That's what Jomi had in mind, and he did weave those narratives into the space to strengthen its character.
Like from the entrance, our door is, the idea is come from the Kota Bridge, the only double-decker bridge in Malaysia, because a bridge used to connect the north bank and the south bank of the Klang people. So when the travel opened our door, it means connection. The connection from the world to Klang. So this is a door. And after that, our entrance is telling the story about the port. So we got some rope, the shell, and some light to design the counter. So because Klang is a port city, everyone come in Klang from port. So we design it as a port, and we provide the free map also because port is a place that you exchange information. So we also do our kitchen, use some Chinese element, the Nanyang style, and some clay pot to plant something because we want to tell everyone Klang is the founder of the Bak Kut Teh. So we use some small element to telling the story about Klang. Like our event pot, we use the element of the Indian street. There is a fortune teller who used the parrot to tell the story, the future. So we transform it to our logo, the crow, to telling coming event. So we try to use all the element, like also the name card holder. We design as Kerris because Klang is a royal city of Selangor. So Kerris, that means the breath. So it's similar with our what we're doing now. So we designed as a name card holder as a founder word. So we're telling the story of Malay royal, the Indian street, the fortune teller, the Chinese Bak Kut Teh, the port, and the bridge.
Do you think that the unique combination of co-working space and hostel is a selling point to your clients out there?
Yeah, because our core is communicate. So everyone can meet people here. So for the local, they can meet like foreigner to give more idea, to listen the stories from different country. So for foreigner, also a good chance for them to know the local so they can know more about this place.
You put a huge emphasis on getting the place to be a hub for tourists to meet other people here, right? So how can this be achieved?
Normally, when they come here, we will have some, like the event I said just now, the potluck, so they can exchange the food. Because we got a common area. Normally, backpacker won't stay at their room because only a bed, so they will spend more time in the common area. So we make it more comfortable, and they can spend more time here with reading or with anything, so they can relax in here. So when local people come here, they can also communicate with them because the space is open. So we are not like doing most of the co-working spaces separately, one room, so we are open space, so everyone can communicate if you want.
Unlike all the more fun, sleek and modern co-working spaces that we have in town, the co-working space here in Play Klang is a bit more minimalist and rustic. Factor in its location in that part of Selangor, I was actually quite curious to know who actually ended up using the space.
We found there's a lot of the people who work in the creative industry. They need idea, they need communicate, they need social, they need network, but not only work in the text, and they're not only work in the computer because they can do it at home. But coming here, they can know more people so they can spread out more network, so they can get more ideas. Like some people, the writer, when they want to write something, they don't have idea at their home, they can come here to get more idea, to discuss with us. And also some designers, so when they need to design, we can get some ideas sharing. And also some travel blogger or some YouTuber, they want to take some shoot, they will come here to get more. Because we got a lot of foreigners here, so they can also use some element or some idea from them and like interview the foreigner.
Yeah. Are they local Klangites or are they from like different states or different parts of Selangor?
Normally for co-working space now, it's more in the local people, the Klang people. Then the out of the Selangor, maybe they just come for a few days to shoot a video or whatever. Yeah.
What about the clients for the hostel? Did they manage to get their intended clients?
For our hostel now, because Klang is very new for foreigners, so they are spread out very slow. So most of the travelers from overseas, they come to Klang because they are cycling, maybe from Singapore to Thailand. So they won't going to the Kuala Lumpur because it's too crowded and too jammed. So they're ready to go to the coast side. So we are on the number 5 road, so they will pass here. So some of the hostel from Johor or from Malacca, they will introduce that you can go Klang next stop. So they will come here and stay here without any expectation. So after they come here, they just feel, oh, the royal city is here. And then they just found that it's so many Bak Kut Teh and the founder is from Klang. And then they just feel here is some Indian street element that they cannot find in the other state, like the fortune teller and like the Indian Muslim and the mosque, everything. So it's very special for them. And also they know the second rail is in Klang. So it's a key point to develop Kuala Lumpur. So when they know this, they will feel like so excited. They know so many things with our map. Especially when they travel to Pulau Ketam, because they only image that it's a like beach or sunshine, everything. But after they've been there, they just feel, oh, you're so surprised that there's a fishing village like floating on the sea. So for the foreigner, normally it's come by mouth, so everyone introduce them. Most of the people is actually is local traveler. They come here because of the event. Because we organize event every weekend, so they can come here to a very relaxing tour, like first day to join the event, the second day they can go the MPK free tour.
So that's another element that you're trying to introduce to the space as well, right? It's a co-working space, it's a hostel, but at the same time, you also have a lot of events here, right? What kind of events do you organize here, and what's the take-up rate like?
Our focus is in the traveling topic because we want to make here a travel best. So if you want to experience backpacking, you want to know more about travel, you just come clean. So what I want to do is this. So we already organized more than 40 events at last 5 months. So it's all about travel. Even some wine tasting event or some photographer class, we also combine with the travel. So the first day they can come to my place to learn something about the theory. Then second day, we will go outside to the Klang city so they can go to the bridge, to the park, to the heritage building, to the old mansion to take shooting. Because we want to promote the art and culture in Klang. But art and culture, some people feel like it's very far distant with them. So we just use the travel topic to make it more close to them, because travel is everyone's lifestyle, is one of the education, is one of the entertainment. So it's more easier to let them know art and culture.
Okay, so from a business perspective, do you think that there is a risk of one element of the business overpowering the other, in the sense that you have two elements to your business, right? The co-working space and also you have the hostel. Are you worried that one aspect of the business might overpower the other?
Because we are creating something new industry, so we meet a lot of challenges to education the audience. So for me, I don't worry about like which is more stronger or what, because like they're helping each other, because our core is actually is communicate the local and the foreigner. So these two is very important part. Like we need a lot of local coming here. We need a lot of foreigner coming here also. That's what we want to do, to expand more things that over the value of the co-working space or hostel. Because like hostel or co-working space, what you rent is only the space. But there's a lot of space in Malaysia. So what they need is the content. The content will make you to expand all your business, come up like we can create more souvenir, we can create more tour, we can create more event. So that is what we can earn more than the space.
What's the feedback like for your initiative so far?
From Klang people, they are feel very proud that there is one of the special story place in Klang that they can recommend more of the people when they don't know how to introduce Klang. So the feedback for Klang is quite good because they get to know more about where they're living here. So for the foreigner, they also feel very satisfied because our hostel actually is not like normal budget hostel that only the cheap place that you overnight. So we do care about the quality also. So we got their own private curtain. They have their reading light, USB adapter and locker. So it's more quality that they expect. So now in booking.com, our score is 9.9. It's quite high for a new hostel. So we feel very happy also because everyone satisfied with our service. And what we want to deliver the message is the backpacker travel is not only is a very terrible way to travel, but also an attitude. So everyone trying to backpacking because they want to get know more about the local. They want to meet the local people, but not only to save money.
And you think that you can achieve that with Koshtel, right?
Yeah, because of the what I believe, because I saw it, it's a lot of around the world, like in Taiwan or in Europe, in Japan, they also do something like, they call it Poshtel. So it's not combined with co-working space, but it's to add value for the hostel. Your hostel is something like very budget, but Poshtel is look like very fashion, like more grand. So for them, it's the upgrade of a hostel. Then what I do is combine with the other element is co-working space. So it's make me more in communicate. So we believe that communicate and the social and the networking is one of the very major, very highlight things in the business.
Do you think that a concept like this can be successful elsewhere? Do you think that the fact that you have this here in Klang is interesting and also a unique selling point, because not only you are encouraging people to communicate with one another through these two different elements, you are also indirectly selling Klang, right, as a hotspot, right, as a tourist area, as a historical area. So do you think that if we were to have like a Koshtel, say in the middle of like Damansara or Petaling Jaya, do you think that it will be able to retain that uniqueness that Play Klang has here?
Actually, like we're doing it, we start from Klang because we feel it's more challenging than in from Malacca or Kuala Lumpur or Penang. So it's very meaningful that if you can repack or rebrand a city that everyone forget about it. So we can also like move to some the other small town, so to try to make it more historical or more people know about that. So if Play Klang successful, we can maybe go to Play Kuala Selangor or Play Ipoh and any other place.
I find it interesting that you're willing to expand this business to all the other small towns elsewhere, right? Because when you think of co-working spaces, people tend to only think of having these co-working spaces in your urban areas. So it's unique that the idea of a co-working space is not limited to just all these urban big cities, right?
Yeah, because like why we want to connect it with the backpack hostel, with the traveling topic, because travel is one of the things that can reborn our city, like the old town, the small town, because teenagers would don't like to go back to their town because they don't have a job opportunity. So when you do in the small things that for the teenager, they know, oh, we can do something creative in our town, so they will come back. So travel is one of the key point to attract all the people from all around the world to come to your place. So you have to repack, you have to know the history, the highlight of your town, so you can do it, let more people know.
Yes, and that's another important thing that we also have to consider and think about, right? The whole aspect of, you know, maybe improving the economic situation or the economic aspect through initiatives like this in smaller towns, right? And do you think that Play Klang will be able to help achieve that?
Yeah, because I found that like very happy that I'm not doing this business at the other place, because in Klang, if you're doing something new and they will appreciate you because nobody doing this. So that's why we feel like very happy to do and we can keep going because there is not so many competitors to make you something not good.
So what do you have in store in the near future?
This year we are start to get more in art. Because last few months, we do more in the travel. So we want to cross over with more people. So we start from this year, we do more in the art and the traveling, especially for the young generation and the teenager. So we want to gather them here to do more the artwork, then transform to like souvenir or something to let them have a good opportunity to come back here to work.
So for people out there who are interested to find out more about Play Klang, where can they get all this information?
Yeah, they can go to our Facebook on www.facebook.com/playklang.
You've been tuning into I Love KL, and this week we're joined by Jomi Yao, founder of Play Klang, a co-working space and a hostel, or a koshtel as they call it, that aims to serve both locals and foreigners who come to Klang. And that's all we have for this week's episode of I Love KL. If you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my/ilovekl or download our app via Google Play or the App Store. We're also available on Spotify, so do check us out on that platform. And don't forget to also follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Sanif Baharuddin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Happy Chinese New Year. Have a safe and prosperous one. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.